Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 292. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. There are a lot of things happening in the world today that can really rob your peace. If you listen to political radio or watch political television, if you listen to the news and you find yourself really worried about how things are going in the world, today's reading is for you. Today we're on track two, which means that we're going to read the New Testament book of Philippians. And we'll finish that book with a reading of chapters 3 and 4. Our translation this week is the New English Translation. Let's begin. Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write this again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision, the ones who worship by the Spirit of God, exult in Christ Jesus, and do not rely on human credentials, though mine too are significant. If someone thinks he has good reasons to put confidence in human credentials, I have more. I was circumcised on the eighth day from the people of Israel and the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. I lived according to the law as a Pharisee. In my zeal for God, I persecuted the church. According to the righteousness stipulated in the law, I was blameless. But these assets I have come to regard as liabilities because of Christ. More than that, I now regard all things as liabilities compared to the far greater value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Indeed, I regard them as dung, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not because I have my own righteousness derived from the law, but because I have the righteousness that comes by way of Christ's faithfulness, a righteousness from God that is, in fact, based on Christ's faithfulness. My aim is to know Him, to experience the power of His resurrection, to share in His sufferings, and to be like Him in His death, and so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained this, that is, I have not already been perfected, but I strive to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have attained this. Instead, I am single-minded, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching out for the things that are ahead, with this goal in mind. I strive toward the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let those of us who are perfect embrace this point of view. If you think otherwise, God will reveal to you the error of your ways. Nevertheless, let us live up to the standard that we have already attained. Be imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and watch carefully those who are living this way, just as you have us as an example. For many live, about whom I have often told you, and now with tears I tell you that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is the belly. They exult in their shame, and they think about earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we also await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform these humble bodies of ours into the likeness of His glorious body by means of that power by which He is able to subject all things to Himself. Philippians chapter 4. So then, my brothers and sisters, dear friends whom I long to see, my joy and my crown, stand in the Lord in this way, my dear friends. I appeal to Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I say also to you, true companion, help them. They have struggled together in the gospel ministry along with me and Clement and my other co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let everyone see your gentleness. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. And what you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I have great joy in the Lord, because now at last you have again expressed your concern for me. Now I know you were concerned before, but had no opportunity to do anything. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I've learned to be content in any circumstance. I have experienced times of need and times of abundance. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of contentment, whether I go satisfied or hungry, have plenty or nothing. I am able to do all things through the one who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you did well to share with me in my trouble. And as you Philippians know, at the beginning of my gospel ministry, when I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in this matter of giving and receiving except you alone. For even in Thessalonica, on more than one occasion, you sent something for my need. I do not say this because I am seeking a gift. Rather, I seek the credit that abounds to your account. For I have received everything, and I have plenty. I have all I need because I received from Epaphroditus what you sent, a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, very pleasing to God. And my God will supply your every need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. May glory be given to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. Give greetings to all the saints in Christ Jesus. The brothers with me here send greetings. All the saints greet you, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Would you agree with me that we live in turbulent, troubled times? Every few weeks we hear about people being murdered, either because of their race or religion. We hear about supposed man-made climate change, about a looming economic crisis, about all kinds of injustices around the world. We worry about the direction our culture is going. I could go on, but I don't think I need to. If you're at all aware of national or world events, it's impossible to be unaware of the plight of mankind. The Apostle Paul lived in turbulent times, too, and he bore the scars to prove it. But through it all, he was led by the Holy Spirit to write these words in chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. He wrote, "Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things." The fact that there are problems in the world is not new. We live in a fallen world that is suffering the effects of sin. It was true in Paul's time. It is true in our time. But we are called to take our concerns to God in prayer and leave them in His more than capable hands. And then we are to stop focusing on the bad and look for the good. How can we, with any degree of authenticity, share the good news of Jesus if we are constantly stressed out about the troubles of the world? If our life doesn't radiate the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, why should anyone choose to follow Christ? How can we say, "Follow Jesus, be like me"? If you find yourself getting worked up about current events, stop listening to political talk radio. Stop watching political TV. Quit arguing on Facebook. The problems in the world are not new, and your getting all worked up about them will not change them. As a student of the Bible, you should know that problems will be a part of man's existence until the Lord returns. Do you want to help your fellow man? You can make an eternal difference in the lives of men and women by introducing them to the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Only He can sort out the problems in the world, and only those whose faith is in Him will experience the peace that every person seeks. Our time on earth is short. Eternity is forever, and it awaits us all. Keep your eyes fixed on the prize that Jesus bought for those who choose to follow Him. I'd love to hear your comments. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 291. Or tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Reviews on iTunes are welcome too. I'll see you tomorrow when we finish the Song of Solomon. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.